Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Today's listener poses a challenge. Is it possible to set up a Shopify store in just an hour? Now, Shopify used to be, you know, one option among many in terms of e-commerce, in terms of setting up, you know, an online store to sell something. And it still is technically, and that there are, you know, lots of other Shopify competitors and clones out there. But Shopify definitely pulled ahead at some point and, you know, kind of set its sights on taking on Amazon, or at least as a platform for small businesses and side hustlers. So they've really done a wonderful job. I'm pretty sure at some point over the years they've been a sponsor, but they're not a sponsor at the moment. And I always say whatever I want. So I can just say that I'm a fan of Shopify. But our listener is wondering, well, you know, it's great that they have come so far and now they're serving millions of customers, but there's also a lot of complexity to it now. You know, they provide a lot of different features and options. There are all these different apps that you can add to the Shopify app. Like Shopify is an app, but then now there's like an app store for the app of Shopify. You know, lots of different stuff you can do, but it can be time consuming. It can seem perhaps even overwhelming sometimes. So if you wanted to take on this challenge of saying, okay, you know, I want to set up my complete storefront in just an hour, what would I put in? What would I leave out? How would you prioritize? So I like the question. I like the challenge. We're going to delve into it right after this quick message from our sponsor, which is not Shopify, I don't think. But whoever it is, I appreciate them. And I appreciate you, our listeners. Stay tuned.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, this is Vanessa calling from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I've wanted to start a Shopify storefront for a long time, but I keep procrastinating. Part of the problem is that I honestly have very little free time. Whenever I look at the interface, it looks awesome and overwhelming. I know they make it fairly simple, but it also looks like there's a lot of work to be done. So I decided to ask, if you had 1 hour to set up a Shopify store, what would you do? What features are most important? What would you focus your efforts on? And just as importantly, what would you not worry about?
All right, well, longtime listeners know I love a challenge. You know, the whole reason I went to every country in the world was because I was like, oh, that's a challenge. I just didn't realize it would take 11 years. So I do try to be a little bit more selective, you know, in choosing which challenges to take on these days. But nevertheless, challenge is a core value for me. And I got a pretty simple answer here. Like, I would spend my hour on a product, a clear checkout process, and maybe a brief frequently asked questions section. So I would spend my time on like, what is the product? What is the offer? How are we describing this product? How do people, in fact, check out? How do they exchange their credit card information to hopefully eventually receive the product? Like, everything would be about that. The product, the checkout process. Quick, brief, frequently asked questions. Which is essentially marketing. Like a good frequently asked questions section is part of your messaging, part of your branding, part of your pitch in effect. If I had an extra hour, let's say, now I know our caller didn't ask about that. Again, first hour, all about product. I wouldn't worry about all the extra apps and features and cool stuff that Shopify can do. But if I had an extra hour, I would spend that time on SEO, search engine optimization. How can I, in fact, you know, configure this site to hopefully receive some visitors from Google and other search engines such as they are? That's where I would put my time. I wouldn't worry about all the other stuff. And I'm going to conclude this answer now because our caller doesn't have much time. So get to work. I know everybody's busy out there. I hope you do spend a brief amount of time every day working on something that's important to you. That's always been my mission with Side Hustle School, to give you some encouragement and practical advice that you can apply, if not right away, hopefully in short order. So good luck. I'm cheering you on. That's all for today. My name is Chris Gillibo. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.